Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'm sure some of you listeners have been wondering this past week how AI and over 100 head of heifers went with temperatures over 100 degrees. The short answer for now, better than you might think. We will know the long answer in a month when we preg check. The job went well enough that we're ready to try it again starting tomorrow with 120 of the cows, and it really doesn't sound like the weather's going to help us out much more the next round. We were blessed with an inch of rain this week. It was pretty spotty. Most of the neighbors didn't get that much, and if they did, it seemed like it came with hail. I was hoping to get enough moisture to bring up the cane and millet that was planted in early June. I appreciate the Trotter family, including me, in their celebration of 50 years of being in the fuel business. They were host to a very nice celebration in Arcadia last night. Next Saturday night, I'll be up in Prairie Days in Tilden, Nebraska. I hope some of you listeners in that neck of the woods will be able to come on over. The following week, it will be time for our fair to get rolling, and that means we are already at the back end of our summer. I always think the pace will slow down at some point, but I'm not seeing where that point is. I guess that may be what inspired this poem a few years back that I call It's Almost Fall. It's almost fall. I'll make the call to rent the drill that I will fill with the purchase seed that we will need to plant the triticale. The pickup is hooked to the trailer, tractor still hitched to the baler. I'll need them both to start the growth of the purchase seed that we will need for the rented drill that I will fill, because it's almost fall and I must not stall the planting of the triticale. We keep the trailer to haul the sheep with the pickup I need to get the seed. The sheep need to go to market today because they're out of eats and in the way because the weed on which they feed is in short supply because it's been dry. In this dilemma, I must choose for which task I will use the pickup I need to get the seed for the rented drill that I will fill, because it's almost fall and I must not stall the planting of the triticale. Since it's been dry, I must also try to start the motor that runs the well, and fuel is high, I'm here to tell. Then I'll water some feed that the cow will need and get some twine to keep in line the harvested forage that the cows would dine. My neighbor will swath and I will bale and hope that this machine don't fail if my line of credit and crop don't freeze. This ranching life is full of ease. Unhook the trailer and baler too. Keep at this task until I'm through, because it's almost fall and I must not stall the planting of the triticale. I could use the trailer to get the seed. Now there's a plan. Well, yes indeed. Go get the seed. Go get it today. I'll check some cattle on the way. My horse is saddled to check the cows. Too little time cowboy allows. One cow is ill and she gets a pill and a trailer ride to the other side. And now the trailer must be cleaned and the grass is short and the calves need weaned, but not today. Back to plan A. The pickup I need to get the seed for the rented drill that I will fill, because it's almost fall and I must not stall the planting of the triticale. It's supper time. I share a rhyme. It makes folks smile and they pay by the mile, and this might sound funny, but I use that money to buy the fuel to run the well, because fuel is high, I'm here to tell. Then I'll water some feed that the cow will need, the one that was ill and got the pill, and a trailer ride to the other side with the pickup I need to get the seed. In the trailer we used to haul the sheep that felt abused because the weed on which it feeds in short supply because it's been dry. The time has come, I can clearly see, to choose my path, my destiny. Take a deep breath, clear my mind, and a solution I will find. Whoopie-tie-yay, whoopie-tie-yo, I'll take my daughter to her rodeo. Life has a way of keeping you guessing. Friday's crisis is Monday's blessing. For now it's fall, and I will not call. Keep my fingers crossed, all is not lost. This coming spring some rain will bring, and after the rain I will plant cane instead of triticale. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning, hoping that it's raining at your place, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.